in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree.
There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside.
I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeffa.
And I'm Katie Norgren, and our guest this week is our first guest, if I'm not mistaken, finally back for round two.
Yeah.
It is science writer and cookbook authoress, I believe is the word we use. It's okay. Emily White.
Hello.
Authoress.
I like it.
Are you? It sounds like a little bit kinkier than
it does.
Writer. It also is very condescending.
Is it? Lady author.
Lady author.
Yeah.
You're one of those, what's it like being a woman in cookbook writing?
It's pretty normal.
Yeah. Yes. Start this interview off.
Not
right.
Particularly unusual, no.
No, your biggest competition is like that guy who says you should put butter in your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Coconut oil? You can put coconut oil in everything.
I tried it. They said it would make you feel full for longer. It didn't
it
do anything.
You shit faster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was expensive and pointless. I didn't.
Sounds like a lot of diet methodology. It's expensive and pointless.
Yeah.
But we didn't die, so it worked.
And now I'm just emaciated and something. Yeah. Nope, yep. Still didn't work.
Nope, still didn't work. But we're skinny, so that's what matters. Emily, you just released your second fucking cookbook.
I did.
Two.
Two books, yeah.
You already did one. Why did you do another?
I don't know. No idea. Because after the last one, I said, I'm not going to do this
again.
Like,
you only have one kid. I mean.
Yeah, no, I consider the cookbooks children now because they're as much work and I put on as much weight.
But the cookbooks are less likely to run around naked screaming that they're Iron Man.
Yes, exactly. Well, yes.
You had to think about it for a second.
I did,
though.
Yeah.
Your cookbook in, like, a little outfit. It would be very cute.
Trying to dress it, and it's just squirming. I don't know, man. It's not a good metaphor. Sorry. Chris, back me up here. Bail me out.
I bought your cookbook.
I saw you were at the lunch.
You got two copies.
I did. I got one for my aunt and one for myself.
Oh, okay.
So I want to surprise them. So it's called Dutch Feast, and it's got all kinds of delicious Dutch recipes. And I have Dutch relatives, and we do St. Nicholas. So I'm excited to break out some of these. I'm going to bring them that, like, butter cake that was so good. It's like a shortbready type cake with, almonds on top. It's fucking amazing.
The texture is somewhere between a brownie and a shortbread, and I can't have it in the house, so.
Dutch food is rich.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of sugary carbs, a lot of butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I believe, the cuisine we need right now.
Yeah, looking out the window, not that, I mean, you could be listening to this 5 years from now and it might be a beautiful summer day, but right now, it's yucky.
It is.
In the bleak midwinter, something, something, something.
I wish I just had a gong, I could just gong. I don't,
put potatoes in me.
Straight the fuck up. I ate a huge pile of spaghetti before I came over here, and I'm still really hungry.
Oh, no. You're hibernating.
I'm so hibernating. I had to peel myself out of bed to come here. I did. I was like, curled up with a heating pad.
Oh, no.
I was so snuggly.
Oh, my gosh. If you could do that, then I will pull myself out of here and go jam with my friend, because I feel better playing music, and I don't want to be a flake.
No. But it's super fun to flake when you cancel those plans. You're like, oh, it's good.
It's the best feeling.
John Mulaney was right. It's like heroin in terms of instant relief.
Yes.
You saw John Mulaney last week,
didn't
you, Chris?
Yes.
How was your week?
It was good. Yeah, so I saw John Mulaney. He's hilarious.
Kid gorgeous.
Yeah. I like got into the Queen Elizabeth Theater like a little bit late. They serve wine in adult sippy cups now at Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Really?
What?
Like, a little glass of wine with, like, a little lid, like they have at the sporting games.
At the sports?
I did go see a sports, too. I saw the
sport?
I saw the New Zealand All Blacks, the rugby players.
Oh. You saw them haka?
Yeah, they were amazing and extremely attractive.
They're so attractive. I don't mean to objectify them, but they yell and punch and hit kick and pull.
But,
and
like, with such grace and ease, they, like, throw each other up in the air to, like, catch things, and they're just, like, very impressive.
That's the hooker that they lift up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They wear spandex under their shirts, and you pull them up by the spandex, and they get a bad wedgie every time.
Yeah. I like how we were like, tell us about your cookbook, and then we just started talking about our sports wedgie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, no, we'll come back to the cookbook. We just want to leave people wanting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy rugby butts. From the antipodes.
They've got really good thighs. So it's very excellent.
It's true, because the world's upside down, so they do leg day more often there. So I'm just pulling shit out of thin air.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that sounds somewhat legitimate.
Yeah, that sounds totally real.
If you believe in flat earth.
And you know that we do here on
the
podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We are vehemently anti-science. It's unfortunate that you work in the science industry.
Yeah. Just peddling those lies.
I'm going to be over here with my vaccines.
Not getting polio.
I'll just be over here.
Avoiding
that diphtheria outbreak that's happening. Diphtheria outbreak in Canada because people are fucking morons.
Didn't get an inoculation.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound good.
Fucking diphtheria.
I don't even know what it is, but it sounds really bad.
I'm sure it's a shitting disease.
I'm pretty sure it is diarrhea related.
It's the shitting disease.
For some reason, I only remember it from Mallrats.
We've sent her to the country to a sanitarium, for you see, she's got a shitting disease.
I saw a very good tweet that was like,
oh, from the stink palm.
Yes.
Oh my god, he put his hand up his butt, and then the guy ate a chocolate out of it, and then he started to die.
And then he said he got diphtheria.
It's a very bad movie.
I love it.
It's like a good bad movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, you saw a tweet.
Yeah, that's another word, and yours was funnier. It just said that gonorrhea would be a great name for diarrhea medicine.
Gonorrhea?
Totally would.
No, I think that's as funny as what I said.
And then
chlamydia is a lovely name for a girl.
It really is.
And then diarrhea.
Is medicine for gonorrhea?
Diarrhea is a fatal strain of gonorrhea.
Oh my god, get in touch with the sexual health lobby immediately. We need to make some changes here.
Oh wow, that amused me to no end, just even saying those words.
Diarrhea, diphtheria, it just feels funny to say it.
But it was a very good comedy experience at John Mulaney, so I got my adult sippy cup of wine, and then I got in, it was already dark. And so then I, like, snuck into my little seat and was just there by myself, surrounded by strangers, already in the dark, so I couldn't see who was around me. It felt very anonymous and very good, and so there was lots of belly laughs and all that stuff. But he's, like, a master.
He's so funny. Good.
It was, like, the best storytelling and, like...
First of all, it makes me so mad that... Sorry to go back to Louis C.K. again, but it's a big part of everything that's going on in my life right now. But... There are still guys in green rooms going, like, at mics or whatever, going, like, oh, he's still, like, one of the best comics of the last 100 years. I'm like, have you seen John Mulaney? Like, yeah. John Mulaney is a much funnier comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Than Louis C.K. He's a way better joke writer. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't lean on, like, I'm gross. My family's gross. People are gross. Like, yeah, they're gross. Develop.
Yeah.
Do more.
Or do less.
Yeah.
Just go away.
Yeah.
And if John Mulaney comes out as a cretin, I will be very sad.
I get the impression that he's a very nice person.
Yeah, especially since he stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, like, one of his bits was just like, you know, my wife said that I could make fun of her on stage, but as long as she didn't say that, like, that I didn't say that she was a bitch and that I hated her. And he's like, but my wife is a bitch and I love it. He, like, loves being bossed around by her and I really dig that.
He is sort of a beta male type, which I kind of dig. I've always preferred that in a man. I don't know about you guys, but I like someone I can boss around a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
Especially if it's a man, because in that case, I should be telling them what to do. Feminism.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was your week, Emily?
It was good. I'm not sure. Yeah, no, it was good. It's busy. Yeah.
You had your book launch. Yeah.
I went to work. Yeah, nothing terribly exciting.
So the book launched.
It did.
Dutch Feast launched. It sold out.
It did.
What?
We sold every coffee at the bookstore that day.
That is so cool.
That's wicked. Yeah. And they ate all your cake.
They did. Someone from the Dutch consulate was there, and I was mortified.
What? Are you
mortified?
That's crazy. Is he sending back a missive to the king?
I don't know. just like,
Your Majesty, they have our recipes.
Yeah, I just come off of explaining Dutch cuisine, and he was like, hi, I'm from the Dutch consulate. And I was like, oh, kill me. Just kill me.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't emphasize our imperialism enough, quite frankly. You were very bad.
It was like Canada explaining mush foods to him. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, we know about mush, excuse me.
Dutch food is so mushy.
But, like, everybody has mush foods. No, that's what I'm trying to remedy. It's good mushes, but there's more.
It just really reminds me of when I went to visit... The first time I met my sister-in-law, Katya, we went to the Netherlands, because that's where she lives. She lives in Harlem now. She used to live in Amsterdam.
Harlem.
It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
And she took us to the Albert Heijn to get groceries. Oh! They have tiny fridges.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have freezers.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't, like, take ice cream home or anything like that. So we just, like, bought a bunch of processed, like, dinner food, which is just sausages and mush, like, food mush. It was just, like, potato mush with cabbage mush or carrot mush or carrot and potatoes together mush, maybe with some sausages dotted in there, maybe some mushed up peas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mush. Lots of mush.
Lots, but...
Little leaves. Very few leaves. A lot of extra berries that I didn't know about. Like little red currants or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
lots
that.
Of red currants.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
they
but
love that shit.
There's more. There's so much more. But I love a mush, so...
Mush is good.
Even if it was just that, I'd still
like it.
Yeah,
you had like an ode to mush that you read out at the book.
An ode to mush?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like a soothing bowl of something I can pour too much butter on.
You just pour butter.
I do.
That's awesome. I did mix in butter with my spaghetti today. That's how I was feeling. It's just spaghetti needs some butter. Yeah.
That's Marcella Hazan's recipe. Have you done that?
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Wait, what?
So, okay, she's an amazing cookbook writer of the past. I believe she might be dead. She might not be dead. She might not be dead. But
that's the best thing we can say about her. So she might not be dead.
No, her cooking is amazing, but she has this recipe. And
she might be dead.
It's canned tomatoes, and you chop an onion in half and put the whole two halves of onion in there and just a lot of butter, and you simmer it for a long time, and then you take the onion out, and it's just a smooth, buttery tomato sauce, and it's magical.
You've sent me this recipe, and I've never made it.
Oh, make it. So good.
I'd like to try that and maybe just put basil in it or something. I think that probably
I do spaghetti and then, like, a smattering of some green thing and sometimes spinach or whatever.
Sounds
and
really
just,
good.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I love butter.
Do you have to, like, the canned tomatoes, like, is it, like, slurry tomato already, or tomatoes,
you're supposed to use the whole tomatoes, but I'm cheap and lazy, so I just do the crushed
up
ones. Yeah.
tomato slurry. Thank you. Crushed tomatoes. Yeah. Is the word I was looking for.
Officially, yes.
Well, I'm gonna find a slightly grosser word if possible for something. Yeah, that's my MO.
Tomato viscera.
You learned it from watching me. Yeah. So that was, a very successful launch.
It was, yeah.
Dutch-splained.
I did.
I met one of your fans in the lineup.
Oh, God.
Which was very, it was just very funny because she, like, didn't know that I knew you, and we were just, like, standing, and she's like, don't you just love her work? I followed her blog for such a long
time.
And, like, da-da-da. She was so excited. Like, she just seems really nice. I was like, yeah. It was very cute.
It's like, little do you know, she's a bitch. And we love her.
Like, half nice.
You're very nice.
Yeah.
But you are like a one-third acid, maybe.
Hey, you need some acid to brighten things up.
You
yeah,
do.
Absolutely. Just... To emulsify the whole mélange
or something.
Something
like that.
I don't know. You're the cook, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Sounds
I made
good.
I made a Nigella Lawson recipe the other night.
Which one?
It was her chicken, what did she call them? Not epaulettes, something like that.
Oh, the cutlets?
Yeah.
Yeah,
her
yeah.
fancy word for cutlets, and you pound
oh my
them
God.
Out and then dredge
escalope.
Them.
Escalope.
Yeah.
Dredge them in egg and mustard, Dijon mustard,
yes.
And then press them in cornflakes, and then shallow fry them in, like, this much oil, and...
I have made those. Those are very good.
On top of an arugula and radish and tomato salad with a little bit of honey mustard dressing.
That sounds so good.
It was so fucking good, my dude. It was really good. We ate the hell out of it, and I made some fries, too.
She'd make her Marmite spaghetti. It's the thing I make the most of any of her recipes.
Really?
Yeah, it's super good. It's just spaghetti, butter, and Marmite, and then Parmesan cheese.
Marmite.
It's so good. It's like a salt bomb. It's delicious.
I guess. I could so also good. Probably... I imagine it's not different, because I got the umami paste from Trader Joe's. It's
probably the same thing
as, like, Marmite.
Yeah.
Now
in
that
small
I think
amounts,
about it.
It's very just, you know... you know, it's something.
It still feels delicious. Like a prank people are trying to pull.
No, I make it all the time. It's delicious.
It's so good.
Though I spread it on toast, too. I like that stuff.
Oh, my God.
You're adventurous.
I don't know. You can buy it in the grocery store. It's totally normal, isn't it? I don't know.
I've never bought it in the grocery really? Store. But I bought umami paste at Trader Joe's, so what the fuck do I have to say?
Oh, man. How was your week, Katie?
Fine.
Okay. Let's talk more about good food.
It's fine. Let's
put a pin in that.
It's garbage, and so it lets
my
eat
heating
delicious
pad's
mushes.
Great though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm taking naps with a heating pad. Feels good on my back. Mm-hmm. My old back. Been lifting heavy weights. As I do.
Okay.
Well, I'm a southern.
I don't know.
You're a southern gentleman.
I'm a southern. Now, I may be a small town lawyer, but I know a thing or two about frontier justice. What? Anyway, so you have fans.
Apparently, I don't
but
know.
That's really cute, because I can't really conceive of you as a person apart from, like, someone who I've known on a, well, at least, like, a passingly personal level for 12 years or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, a long time.
Facebook just said we were 10 years friends.
Are we really?
Yeah.
I feel like we met at Kwantlen, didn't we?
Maybe
unofficially.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We did meet at Kwantlen.
We were in writing classes.
Yes, we've talked about this before, and it's true, we did, but, you know, Facebook wasn't there at that time.
No,
I didn't
it wasn't.
Even have a cell phone when I started at Kwantlen.
Wow.
Which just goes to show, yeah. It's 2003.
It's been ages.
It's been ages. Yeah, so I guess, wow, 14 years. Jesus, age. That is a while.
That's a long time.
Holy smokes.
Is that even before you met me?
No, about the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. We don't have to fight.
I didn't want to adjudicate this battle. It would be very sad and distressing for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good fighter, you've been.
But that's so interesting to think about somebody developing a concept of a friend of yours that is based entirely on an online persona and or a cookbook writer. Like, that's so
that's
strange.
Really weird, yeah. I don't know.
Are you the most famous blogger we know?
Yeah. Probably not, no.
That we know.
That we know, almost certainly.
Oh.
I don't really know anybody who's a more famous blogger.
Do I want to be a famous blogger?
Do you have a choice?
That's not cool. Is it cool to
be? You gotta have a side hustle, so that's where it's gonna come from.
I guess.
You're just like, I don't feel comfortable with that.
I would never introduce myself as famous blogger.
You should. It would make your lifespan much shorter.
Yeah, no.
If you can die from people's disdain. I don't know if that's a possibility.
My own self-loathing in that moment would, yeah.
It's a powerful narcotic.
Oh, man. I have so many questions, because I haven't, like, so I have your book, and then I was starting to dig in, and then I'm like, there's so much writing actually in here, so I want to, like, read all the stories that go with everything. But, like, I love Dutch food, and wanting to sort of explore and, like, reclaim a little bit of that, because, like, I was saying my family, we do St. Nicholas, and we only cook one thing, and it's just, like, the Borkel and
that's really common, burst. Yeah.
And so my grandpa told us, I think I might have said this on the podcast, he said that that's the traditional St. Nicholas meal.
Yeah.
And then when I met Ed, who's also Dutch, he's just like, we would have that, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a special only for St. Nicholas, but apparently it was just my grandpa's favorite food.
Okay.
And so the tradition was built in to our family lore that it's like, this is traditional St. Nicholas meal. So now I want to, like, expand it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And, like, so I'm going to bring, like, a new mush.
You should.
Yeah.
I deliberately left that one out, actually.
Really?
I did, yeah. Because, I mean, you can buy it in cans. Like, it's the main one. So we did other things with it.
What is it? It's potatoes and kale.
Just mushed together.
So it's like Colcannon and Bangers, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. Bubble and squeak, almost.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the kind of thing, like, there's so much of it that I put it in a bitter ball and made a soup out of it, but didn't do the straight buttercream mush. So hopefully people aren't mad about that. But there are other mushes in there, like, so many other mushes in there.
I need to get this damn book.
Yeah.
Where should I buy it?
Well, the best place is to support your local independent bookstore, but if you want to...
So, like, a Pulp Fiction or a book warehouse?
Yeah,
or...
yeah, that's good. I believe it will be in Costco. I've seen it on Target.
What? I'm gonna get it from Costco.
That's my favorite place.
Yeah, it's gonna be right next to a pair of lounge pants. I'm gonna buy them both at the same time.
Actually, that's
about
very
myself.
I support that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pulp Fiction.
I'm going to Costco. You can buy a large hunk of cheese while you're there. That's perfect.
That's going to be a great Instagram post for me when I do pick it up there. Because it's just going to be like a pile of poultry, butter, and like roots.
And then all the spandex clothing you can
yes, put absolutely. Your hands
on. Yeah.
So I'm living my life the Emily way.
Yes, exactly.
Snuggie on one side, slanket on the other. Genie bra underneath it all. Listener, she just showed us her genie bra.
It's very comfortable, and I'm not sorry about it.
Nope.
It doesn't make them look very good, but it's really comfortable.
They look fine.
They're just a lot lower than they need to be.
They don't make a push-up genie bra?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But
am I even wearing a bra today? I just had to think about it. This is the joys of having no titties.
But so what made you want to write?
I think it's the titties. I could rest him on the writing desk.
Yeah.
What is that from Lady Dynamite? It's like, motherfucking titties to the sky.
Titties to the sky.
I only watched the first episode. It's bonkers.
Lady Dynamite?
Yeah. Oh, season 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it out yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been
you
waiting
see her
on
blush
it.
In the first episode.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert. And nipples.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
And butt. She showed the whole thing in different parts.
Yeah. I love She's it. Amazing. She had it blurred, and then she'd jump and, like, move away from the blade.
Just, like, wiggling and jiggling everywhere. I fucking adore her.
Yeah. She's the best.
She's the best person. Sorry, I just completely...
I don't know, it's
you
fine.
You got me out.
Oh, yeah!
Gravy! So I was telling you why I was excited to read it, but what inspired you to actually write about this?
Well, my husband's family is Dutch, and so they had the odd dish here and there that was exciting and interesting, and I didn't know why more people didn't know about it, especially since this is fundamentally a cuisine based around comfort food. So, I felt like that needed to be explored, and that's very on brand for me, so comfort, coziness, mushes, so...
A real hygge champion.
Yes.
Do they have a word in Dutch that's similar to like...
Hesselig.
Okay.
So it's...
It's not as fun to say.
But it's more fun in general because it's more... it's more than hygge because it's not just winter coziness. It's a goodness for all year round.
A conviviality.
Yes.
That should last all the days of our lives.
Like I was in Aruba and they had a billboard for beer and it talked about how the beer was hasselig. I was like, yes, you're right. It sure is. So it's just a general feeling of wonderful coziness wherever you are. I don't know. Does
Righteous.
That make sense?
Yes. Yeah. It absolutely does.
Yeah. And I'm totally on board with that. Comfort is my Dutch main motivation in life.
They're too physically large to really be bothered by the elements. So they're always cozy inside.
They do a lot of outdoor activities.
That's one thing I really remember from the Netherlands. It's just like, I am far from the tallest person anywhere, ever.
Yeah. I was the size of most of the children.
Whereas, like, on the SkyTrain here, I am often the tallest person in a given car.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of wild, but... Because I'm not that tall, but...
How tall are you?
I'm almost 5'10".
Oh, yeah, that's tall. I've never felt that.
Get some spice. Get some Spice Girls platforms on there. Slip slide until you break your butt. I definitely did that. You guys ever bite it while wearing platforms?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Especially those foam sandals that have like no traction on the bottom.
Oh, and that wear into a
perfect little side wedge.
Yeah,
for
so
your
that
pronation.
You're basically pigeon-toed by the end of it.
Oh my god, totally.
So good luck. Thanks, Spice Girls.
I had shiny blue sneakers with big white platform bases that had like tread. It looked like a Lego, like a Duplo piece or something.
Good fashion.
A pair. I think they were called Walmart's brand at the time was 747 Originals or something.
Oh yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, and I bought a pair of space age looking platform running shoes. But I was embarrassed because the 747 Originals logo was enormous, but I couldn't afford the, like, Aldo version, so I bought the Walmart ones, and I wore them with a vinyl skirt I got at Stitches and a baby tee
that
said Brat.
Oh, my God!
Oh my
in
God.
Glitter, and that was my favorite outfit of 1998, so.
That's glorious.
It In hindsight, is not.
What were you, 15? 14?
Yeah, 15. I would have been 15.
That sounds like something that your wife would wear today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely she would.
Well, there's still...
funny, we talked about that on the ride over, because I mentioned that Tessa loves to buy things from Ardene. She's like, this sweater's from Ardene.
$8.
That's pretty good.
I think my whole outfit cost $20 today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are those leggings with, are they flowers or are they popcorn?
I thought they looked like mold. They're supposed to be pansies, but they kind of look like they've gone moldy.
They do kind
of. It doesn't put me off at all.
That's so fun. Visual medium.
There's still a Stitches in Guilford Mall. I was there the other day, and so you could probably still buy that same outfit.
Oh my god, I gotta go, guys.
You do.
Is that Ruffles still at Kingsgate Mall?
No. It's Lolly Pretty now, which, yeah, it's not the same at all.
It's like a Lolita store?
No, I don't really understand it. They have many polyester goods.
Okay.
In the $20 to $40 range.
Mm-hmm, so. But no, like, amazing dresses anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No.
None of those mannequins with them titties just...
Oh, wait, no.
Dangling out. Titties in the sky. They need a genie bra.
No, I'm confusing. Ruffles was somewhere else. Never mind. It's a weird homeware store.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, my internal Kingsgate Mall map is off.
It's its own sort of Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Oh, your mind pals is Kingsgate Mall.
Totally is.
I think that's what the inside of my head looks like, too.
Oh. Just weird discount lobster rolls in
and
there.
It's sticky.
And sugarcane juice and a weird library.
Don't get the sugarcane juice.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't you do it.
It's
don't get a lobster
laxative.
Roller.
Oh, no.
Yourself.
Surprise.
Did you see the video that my dad posted on Instagram today of, it was like some sort of, automatic orchestra machine. It was at a museum. He's at the Museum of Musical Instruments in... It was very funny, but it was one of those... You know, like the 1920s, like a silent movie soundtrack all in one machine. And I was like, Dad, it's really rude of you to post the video of the MRI that I got. Just because it was such a bonkers, like... explosion of sound. It's like, this is what it feels like on the inside. That and Kingsgate Mall.
Yeah.
That's my internal compass.
I love it. The Kingsgate Mall Twitter account is still occasionally posting.
It does, yeah. There's not as much, I don't know. I feel like, did they get in trouble for that? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of trouble can you get into?
I don't know, but it's all accurate.
They get grounded. Get weekend detention.
I like that their Bitcoin machine doesn't operate because it can't connect to the internet.
At Kingsgate Mall?
Yeah.
They have a Bitcoin machine?
It's under the stairs beside Hugger 78, the under the stairs tailor.
Okay, and the weird photo
place? Oh, the photo place is gone. Their lease is up.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I wish we'd gone and like done a fantasy photo shoot for the podcast there. Oh, through like a Vaseline lens. You have feather boas or something. Cigarette holder.
They had an amazing one with like the Hollywood sign in the background. And I always thought we would get our family photo there. I just never got around to doing it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Such a disappointment.
I know.
Can you find anything cheesier than a Walmart photo?
I don't know. I don't know, do they still do it? We got our wedding favor photos there. And it was surprisingly expensive.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we thought that it would be a good idea to get, like, those little, what are they, 3x5, 2x, those little...
The wallet-sized ones.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. We thought we'd get those instead of writing our names on, like, a million little cards. We got those, and I was like, why is this, like, $60? It was too many dollars.
Did you get what you paid for?
We sure did.
Good. $60 worth of tiny photos.
Yeah, they let us take an 8x10, so we got all their props. So we have, like, the cowboy hats and the miscellaneous other crap.
That's amazing.
You can get that done at the P&E. They still have, like, photo booths at the P&E in the summer. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can dress up like a saloon girl or, like, a, you know, one of those, like, it's an old-timey photo booth studio. Yeah.
This is a picture of me at 16 dressed up as a saloon gal that I took when I went on a trip with my mom to Victoria. And it's kind of like too sexy of a picture for a 16-year-old to be in, honestly. And I'm like, I'm a little uncomfortable with this. Like, I look very...
precocious?
Sure. I mean, I look very much like I do now, honestly. Just a lot thinner. But yeah, I look at that and go like, oh boy, I'm really surprised I was allowed to do that, let alone encouraged.
It's a bit racy.
Yeah, there was some talk about putting me in the bathtub for one of these pictures. You can do a bathtub photo. You wear like a tube top and shorts or whatever, and you get in there and you're like, ooh, a leg. I got both of them still. Yeah.
Old West. Things are tough. Oh my god, you guys, I saw the video that our friend Luna posted on Tumblr about a guy who's bull riding. And he's bull riding so amazing. He's wearing, like, a really nice, like, dress shirt and tie. But he's, like, riding this bull so amazingly.
Like in a mechanical bull.
A mechanical bull. Okay. Yes. Sorry. Yes, riding the mechanical bull. And that he, like, jumps up on it and starts, like, surfing on it. And he's so, like, cool. Mm-hmm. And then someone's like, I looked him up. And turns out he is a bull riding stripper.
What?
Yes. It's very good.
Oh. That's
video,
a really niche
the video clip
career.
He gets thrown off just as he's, like, taking his tie off and unbuttoned his shirt so he doesn't get down to anything good, but it, like, it's pretty impressive.
A bull riding stripper.
So he, like, yeah, takes off his, like, vest and tie as he's, like, surfing on this mechanical bull, and just women just screaming and losing their minds in the background, like...
That's an impressive skill.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that it's 3.5 months till my birthday, so
we're gonna go to Pennsylvania together, wherever the fuck he is.
Well, get on a train and get to Pennsylvania. I don't know what's there.
Or we fly him out here. Where's the nearest mechanical bull, Emily? I assume you know.
Roosters.
Yes.
Yeah, Maple Ridge. Yeah. Maple Ridge.
Yeah. Like, do they have it at the Bourbon? They must have it sometime. No, but
Bourbon's
anyway.
Bourbon's gone.
Is it really?
No. Has it been gone for ages?
No, it's still there.
I went there not...
Where is
it?
Oh,
wait a sec. That was 10 years ago.
You mean the one on Granville Street?
No. The Bourbon used to
on
be...
On Cordova.
Yeah.
Next to Army Navy. It's still there.
Nearish.
So
the
it
Canby.
Is.
It's where you'd
so
end up
is.
After the Canby. Yes. So. But yeah.
It's all very regional.
I definitely puked and had, like, a homeless woman hold my hair back in the Bourbon. It was very...
Wow.
Yeah. That was very trashy.
Le classique.
First year pub crawl when you were too young to actually drink at places, so you have to go to all the seediest establishments that wouldn't
Blarney
ID
Stone.
You. Blarney Stone even would ID. Like,
really?
we did like the Dodson and the Savoy.
Oh, okay.
And the Empress.
The,
like,
Balmoral.
Yeah. It's very disrespectful in hindsight.
Yeah, well, we're young and dumb and full of piss and vinegar.
I'm from Surrey, so we'd go to the Loose Moose, which...
Oh, and the Sonar? No, not the Sonar, sorry, the, oh, fuck, what was it?
The Ozone?
The Ozone!
Oh, my
I'm sorry,
God.
Excuse me, the Ho-Zone.
It was right next to Delaney's, the strip club, and they would never ID.
They didn't. Same people like who were, like, 16, 17 went and party there every weekend.
On the Rocks was the same thing.
On the Rocks.
Oh, my goodness.
That was that was the radio ad for it. On the Rocks. And there was Cheers
on
in Delta.
Scott Road in Delta.
Yeah, we had Cheers
yeah,
on Scott
oh, yeah,
Road
Cheers,
in Delta
yeah.
at Scott and I want to say 74th.
Maybe.
I think it's still there. It's got a different name now.
Oh, yeah, they've all got a different name now.
But we used to go to the Delta Lion Pub in North Delta and then go to Cheers after the Lion shut down because it was open for another hour.
Okay.
So we'd pile in a cab van and go and then play with the punching machine. I was like, fuck, I'm so glad I got out of the suburbs into a different suburb.
We go to Gabby's, the country bar in Langley, which was definitely a poor man's Roosters, but...
poor man's Roosters?
Yes.
The rich and, like...
But there was a trucker hotel in downtown Langley, and a lot of the truckers would go to Gabby's, and this is also really terrible in hindsight, but the old truckers would buy you drinks if you'd two-step with them, so we would go there.
If you two-step with them, that's so wholesome.
I know, it's kind of charming.
Yeah.
Wait, did you fuck the truckers?
No! Oh, I'm a classy lady. I was there for my Malibu Sevens, and that's it.
And a little two-step.
Oh,
little
my
two-step.
God, Malibu Seven.
What's a Malibu Seven?
Oh, it's a teenager drink. It's basically Malibu and 7-Up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I was
when you couldn't
of...
handle a couple shots of Baja Rosa, you'd go for the Malibu
my
Seven.
Fucking Baja Rosa! I've had that once in my life. It was at my high school friend Jared's house. He stole it from his mom.
Oh, I think they still make it.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they still make it. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it's super bad. And you
it's
never...
Tequila and cream
looks,
drink.
It looks like Pepto-Bismol, but it tastes like what makes you need Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. They had a purple one, too. I can't remember.
Ooh, I want that purple
There was
stuff.
Baja Luna.
Yes.
Yeah, that was something. That was some kind of thing.
It was a thing you could buy.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're going into, like, the teenage drinks right now. This is the section of the show. Vodka Paralyzer with milk and cola.
Ew.
Why does that exist?
Yeah.
I always really like the caramel apple martini with the green sourpuss butter ripple schnapps. God. Maybe a little Goldschlager in there for some spice.
Just for some verve.
God, I could never drink any of those ever.
Oh, no. Now it's like, oh, I'm so delicate. My constitution.
When I was 19, a gal who was actually in our writing class, Erin Marr, who is expecting a baby.
Okay.
You know, she's just having a very nice life. She's like a wine importer.
Oh, that's very fancy.
So she went from like...
She upscaled.
Because like when we were 19, she came and stayed at my house while my parents were away, and we went up to the Delta Lion and we got wasted drunk and people just bought us drinks. So we just kept getting weird cocktails. Like I drank a grasshopper.
Ew.
Like I had a rusty nail. I had like a screwdriver. I was like trying all of these things that I used to see on the cocktail menu at the Night and Day restaurant.
Oh,
you know how it was like a placemat that had like the pictures of the cocktail. I'm like, I can't wait till I can drink.
It's probably not dessert great. Alcohols look fantastic.
But then we went home and she stole an abandoned bicycle and we just like each rode it for a while to get home from the bar. We took it back the next day to where we found it, but it was truly abandoned. It was just outside in someone's like alley. Anyhow, it was classy times and I don't like any of those drinks anymore.
Yeah. What did I didn't really drink a lot of like weird. I remember drinking, like, bright blue cocktails at...
Oh, yeah.
There was that weird place in Kitts that I would go to after UBC, and they also wouldn't ID. It's where Nuba is now.
Okay.
But, and they had absinthe there, like, really... So definitely drank absinthe. But, like, this, like, bright blue martini that had, like, some smoke coming out of it. Like,
ooh,
they put a
fancy.
Little dry ice in there kind
I'd
of thing.
I'd drink that, probably.
Yeah. I mean, they serve that at the Stormcrow. They have Romulan ale that they put a fucking dry ice in and a Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster that's like $20 and it tastes bad.
Of course.
That's a bunch of different alcohols. None of those taste good, I don't think.
Like, it basically just tastes like pineapple.
Does a Long Island iced tea taste good?
No.
Tessa likes them. Yeah. But she likes teen drinks, as we've established. I just keep starting stories with, I remember! Like, getting my older teenage boyfriend to buy drinks for a house party when I was a kid. Like, 16, 17, I guess. And he bought Vex for us.
Oh,
like,
oh my God.
The flavor of Vex is
mango?
Awful.
Was
it's
it?
All awful.
Okay.
There's blue and orange.
Did you ever have Rev? They still have it.
I think that's
available.
What I meant. What did I call it?
Vex. So
Vex is a thing.
Vex is
Vex
the...
and Rev are almost identical, I think.
No,
oh,
Vex
no?
was in the 2 liter bottle.
Rev.
The 2 liter bottle, and it was like...
No, Vex is fine. It's in comparison to Rev.
Yeah, Rev is just like instant
so it
death.
Goes, it goes like proper nice ciders from the West Country in England.
Yeah.
Weird scrumpy from here. Growers, Vex, way down is Rev.
Yeah, it's caffeinated and has ginseng and guarana so that you can get your party on. But it's an instant hangover. Like, you take one sip and you're like, no, I'm dead.
It feels awful
even
to
then.
Drink it. Awful.
Even then.
That's so gross.
Yeah, now I remember what the Vex label looks like, and I'm like, oh, man,
oh,
that looks like
fun. Oh, you can
still buy it. Yeah, no, you definitely can. It looks like something that you'd put two of them into a backpack and then go mudding on a four-wheeler or something.
Smirnoff Ice, I think, is the most, like, teen drink that I had.
Oh.
Or Mike's Hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bacardi Breezers.
Those are still very much around.
Yeah, my friend's mom drinks them, and it's totally a friend's mom drink.
I had one, I think I had a creamsicle flavored one, like just at a house party, just to like, I think Costessa brought them. And I was like, guess I'll have one of these. And I was like, hey, this is pretty good. And then one quarter, and I'm like, this is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing I've
you
ever
get that
eaten.
Like sick feeling, like right under the ribs there.
Can you each say a swear word? I've been swearing too much, and I need to even it out a little bit.
Oh,
fuck?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fucksicle.
That's all I
wanted.
Thanks.
Okay.
I just like, oh, I've been too hard today.
No. Been a perfect lady.
I brought too much zest. To this cookbook talk. So those are the drinks we used to like to drink when we were stupid.
I had, just any pre-mixed drink. I never liked them. I like mixing my own so much better. Uh-huh. Like, even the gin and tonic in a can that you can get in England or whatever. It's just, like, too sweet.
Oh, okay.
And not enough, like... They're good.
Those pure vodka sodas with lemon are really good.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I've seen them a couple times.
Making your own still better.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the beach or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Just want a can of booze.
I had one that was like a gin and like cranberry soda kind of thing, which was tasty. But again, like way too fucking sweet. Like,
yeah,
just,
you want to just mix your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just use soda water.
Put it in a sippy cup. Go to the QE Theater. They'll never know.
They definitely search your bag before you go in.
It's true. They're really firm there. I saw Tenacious D there, and they had the old ladies who are ushers in their beautiful blue vests with cups of water going around to people, making them put their joints out in it.
Aww.
It's like, it's the D. It's Tenacious D. Boo. I can't see this sober. It won't be good.
But smoking inside the Queen Elizabeth Theater feels not nice.
It feels forbidden.
Oh, it's so forbidden, but people were doing it. This was like 10 years ago, though. Mm-hmm. So it's like still within 10 years of not being able to smoke in public buildings. Fair enough. We used to like smoke in the smoking room at Cheers, which was this massive glass room in the center of everything and a huge HRV up top that would like suck all the smoke out. And we'd just be like... And it was cold inside. I wasn't even a smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes. Yeah. Gross.
No.
I remember, the smoking room at the Wise Lounge, which is still there. It's just now the back room.
Like,
the smoking room at Pat's Pub and at the Metropolitan. And then I remember the smoking room at Celebrities, which was really funny. Because it's like, you wouldn't go outside of the club. You'd go into the weird smoking room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it also had, like, some other, like, it had cool lights in it and stuff. And it was, like, its own thing because you could actually go and have conversations in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would shut out the loud music.
Yeah.
So then you'd go in and talk.
Yeah, they had that at the Red Room, too. Like, there was a lot of places had smoking rooms that are now just like green rooms basically.
It's because there was that like all the regulations passed that it's like you can't smoke in the bar, you have to smoke in a smoking room. The guy at Pat's Pub was complaining about this to me like years ago, where I was like, they put in so much money to make this smoking room under all the permits and all the conditions, and then they changed the law again that you can't smoke at all. And he was just like, but I just built this new smoking room.
Oh, no.
And so now it's just a weird glass room in the middle of the pub that I think they now put brewing stuff into.
Yeah, yeah, pub 340 too, I think, has one. Ah, that's a bummer. They should just turn it into a vape lounge, bros, right? Right? Like, just vape it out.
I feel old.
Just get some sweet vape juice. You had Dutch flavored vape juice. Got some Stroop.
Maybe some Bitterballen.
Stroop juice.
Ew.
Get some Bitterballen out of the Phoebo.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Maybe vape in Amsterdam.
I don't know.
That's actually the first place that I ever had a, like... What is that with the big bag? Is that a vaporizer?
It's a vaporizer, yeah. That's a volcano,
yes.
I believe it's called.
That's the first time I ever tried
I said as if
that.
I don't know exactly what it's fucking called.
You're so coy. I know that you're the one with all the weed knowledge here.
I'm a weed scientist.
Oh, okay.
Could you edit my weed science paper, please?
Do my very best.
It just says 420, 420, 6969. 69.
Yeah, those are all of my calculations.
20 plus 420.
Equals 69.
Probably be the most fun paper I'd edited.
Yeah, almost certainly. So do you work as an editor? Like, what is...
No.
No.
I take the ready-made things and write about them once they're published.
So. Oh, okay. Do you write, like, abstracts? Or...
No, I turn them into plain language, like, news story kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that then the layman, like you and I, can read about something in the paper and not have to scientific journal article, yes.
Yeah.
I always like to go back to the source.
Oh, I don't know what amyltase and cytase and agar plates and things are. I don't know what that shit means.
You don't need to. As long as you have someone to explain the gist of it.
Yeah.
The gist, so.
Will this pill make my dick do weird stuff?
Yes.
Cool. I want it to turn into a helicopter. I'm going to get to work so fast. Screw you, SFU gondola. It's never coming. I'll just get my dick a copter.
No.
Oh, sorry, my helicopter. You look really mad at me.
I hate it.
Do we need to take a break?
No.
Okay.
It's okay, unless you guys want to take
a break. No, I'm fine.
I'm okay.
You just look like you needed one.
No, just a break from you. No.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I could go to a different room for 5 minutes. Oh, Emily.
Oh.
How is it going?
You know, it's fine.
It's fine. Cool.
It's all fine.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
One thing that I liked from your cookbook.
Just to bring it back to that.
It was all the Indonesian recipes.
Yeah, there's
super delicious.
Quite a few of those.
Ketchup manis and stuff.
Lots of that, yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple of Caribbean.
Ketchup mayonnaise?
No.
Kind of is.
It's no. Like, it's
what
like
did
a
you just say?
It's like a...
Ketchup manis. Sweet soy.
Yeah, it's
like
that
sounds like
sauce.
You just said ketchup mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it sounds like, but it's really delicious.
I used to
buy that and just like steam broccoli and toss it in that. It's really good.
Yeah, it's super good. And there's a couple of Caribbean recipes too, so it's a good variety. Good variety of things.
I'm excited to cook all of them.
There's a lot of cheese, so I think you'll find something good in there. I hope.
Yeah, you just said there's a lot of cheese.
So much cheese, yeah.
Is it halda?
There's quite a bit of that, yes.
Yes. quite. Is that raclette or is that Swiss?
I can't remember. But there's its own thing.
Yeah, yes.
Like the Dutch version.
Yeah, they, gourmetten, but I can't pronounce it right, but they do it at...
Petra will tell us.
She certainly will.
That's a Christmas dinner kind of thing, so it's a lot like raclette, mm-hmm. but like the tabletop grill and everything, and you just get your meats and your cheeses and pass out for the holidays.
I didn't even think about the fact that Katya will definitely listen to this and then have a lot of corrections for us.
Definitely every single word I say is completely wrong when I say it. Like,
she listens to it while she's on her bike.
Really?
Like in the bike lanes of the Netherlands.
Oh, good.
Which I like. She said, she messaged me the other day and said, like, because we had a bit about neighborhood grants.
Okay.
And we thought it was like, what if it was a little man who lived in a tiny library and his name was Neighborhood Grant?
I like it.
And he taught us all just how to be a better community. She's like, I was cracking the fuck up while I was bike commuting. It's like, perfect. So, Katya, this one's for you.
Oh, well, I hope you're not horrified by my pronunciation of everything.
It's fine. She's also a filthy Canadian living there, so she gets made fun of plenty.
Oh, good.
She's still got an ego, though. Thank God.
I really, really, really want to go back. I've just been really itching for a vacation, like, big time.
Seriously.
And I didn't get to spend a lot of time in the Netherlands. I went to Weesp.
Okay.
Where it's like 10 minutes by train outside of Amsterdam, and my cousin lives there. And I've been very poor corresponder with my cousin.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I would really like to, be better friends with her and, like, all of my cousins that live over there, but I just...
Money.
I don't write letters, really, and, like, I guess I could email people. I don't know, I just totally don't. But I like... My cousin's cool. She's, like, 70. And
you have a 70-year-old cousin.
Yeah, and she does, like, Tai Chi. Oh. She, like, teaches Tai Chi around the world and stuff. And, like, when I went to Amsterdam, I got to visit her and then this, like, family friend of ours who had the most amazing apartment. It was just, like, a big studio.
Oh, nice.
And it had one of those, like, it was such a, like, bachelor pad that he's been living in for...
40 years.
Yeah,
or
something like that. So, like, there was no real furniture. Everything was, like, cinder block.
40 years and not buy a couch.
You sit on the fire escape outside, or you sit on the front stoop, or, which is a Dutch word, isn't it?
Stoop?
Probably.
Yeah,
that sounds very stupen? Dutch.
I think there's, like, a whole thing about how, like, Dutch culture is, like, so much more open. Like, you have the big windows in the front of your house.
There's no curtains.
Yeah, or you sit outside on the stoop all the time. And so then in New York, because New York had such a Dutch influence, that's why there's so many of those houses that all have the stoops where people would sit out front.
Okay.
It's a Dutch influence.
Apparently. I did not know that. That's very interesting.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I might be full of shit, but I think that's true.
It sounds really legitimate.
But this guy's apartment, though, it's like, it was almost a little bit round, and he was an architect and an architecture professor, so he just had, like, drawings everywhere.
Wow.
Like, it just felt like a real, and the bathroom just had two walls, but not four. So
not like that.
You would just take a bath in the middle of your apartment.
Okay.
And
take a shit in the middle of your apartment.
Yeah, basically.
That's way less romantic.
Yeah, it really is. But he just lived there by himself, and it was just, like, his very interesting, like, artist place.
Nice.
And he was, like, a cool professor. He took us to, like, go eat dinner at this, like, outdoor beach that they had, where it was, like, a fake beach with, like, hammocks.
Oh, nice.
And then container housing, like, shipping container housing for students.
Okay.
And everyone knew, oh, Professor so-and-so, yay, and, like, all the cool kids, like,
we sat
around a fire, and they, like, played guitar, and they loved their, like... You know.
Cool professor.
Yeah, like, 70-year-old, like, wacky architecture professor.
Oh, nice.
That sounds so lovely.
Yeah, I don't know. So
When were you last in the Netherlands?
We went in January last year.
Oh, cool.
So it has been less than a year, but we visited some family, or some of Nick's family up north, and that was good. There's just so much bread and cheese. Like, we went to a bakery, and he bought, like, 7 loaves of bread, and we realized soon after that that was just for the weekend. And then...
I'm going.
Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, my God.
Bread and cheese.
So good.
And really strong coffee, constantly.
It's good coffee in the Netherlands. It's just, yeah, it's dark, it's rich, you don't get as much of it.
I felt like trash, though, because...
It's always heavy cream for the coffee.
A few days in, I was like, I just want my trashy bucket of coffee, the Starbucks crap. And so we went to a Starbucks, and it was all just, like, British tourists and us. And I was like, this is so good. I just want to walk around with something warm, but they didn't have that sort of equivalent to that, so...
Right.
Yeah.
January would be a bit of a rough time to go, I think.
Though it's pretty good, though, because everything you want to eat goes with coming in from the cold. So we had a lot of, like, the mustard soup was so good. And
is that in your book?
Yes.
Oh, I love mustard so much.
It's so good.
Can I do you have pretzels in the book by chance?
No.
I could just find a recipe or just buy one.
You could, yeah.
And float a pretzel on the top of your mustard soup.
You have to have, like, a hearty rye bread to go with it and a thick smear of butter so that you can see your teeth marks when you bite into it. You need to do it.
Okay.
Go do it now.
Okay. My Dutch grandpa would get speculaas cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And would put butter on them to eat them.
Oh, perfect.
The Dutch love butter.
Yeah, and it's good butter. Mm-hmm. Like, we stayed in Airbnbs because we have, I guess he's six now, but.
So were you going to say a baby?
No, I was like, how old is he? I should know. But, so we stayed with places that had kitchens. So everywhere we went, we'd buy like a big, really yellow butter and go through it in a couple of days. And then the next place. Really good. And
yeah. Panica.
Is it cultured butter there or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's hard to find good butter here.
It is.
Where do you get your butter? You've talked about having good butter before.
You can, there's good butter.
Yeah.
For cooking and stuff, I just use the crap from Superstore. But, I'll go to the Whole Foods occasionally and pick out a fancy butter if it's for serving people. There's a couple farms out in the suburbs that also will get you some of that.
Churn their own butter?
Sometimes.
Gotta churn that butter.
Churn it up.
Yeah, but fancy butters. It's worth it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have any brand suggestions for us? I really am curious about cool butter.
Oh, no. I'm terrible at brands. I never know. I'm just like, it has a cow on it, and I know what it looks like, so that's what I buy.
Oh, is it the one that they also make yogurt that comes in glass pots?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
No.
It comes in petit pots, and so I got the yogurt. I fucking hated the yogurt.
Really?
Gelatin-y flavored. Like, there's a texture to it that I don't like. It's very...
Viscous?
No. It's more like it feels like Jell-O, like a gelatin. Like I don't think there is gelatin in it, but that's the taste that I get from it.
Weird.
And I like really creamy yogurt. I like it to be kind of sloppy. But I save them because it has perfect little like 100-milliliter glasses.
And you can buy lids for them too.
Can you?
You can.
That's great. Yeah, I've just been using them for like I don't know, a little scotch or something like that. They're just like little cups. Just little cups, guys. Just little tiny cups. I love them because they're small.
I like that. Oh. That reminds me of, I was at a thing that I will not name, but it was at a fancy place, and they had candles, like tea lights, in these nice little glass, I don't know, it looked like a little tiny brandy glass.
Oh, okay.
And so I definitely put some of them in my purse.
The candles or the brandy glasses?
No, the little glasses. So I just blew out the candle, like tipped out the candle, put the thing
in my purse. That's an old lady move.
I'm a glassware thief. Oh. I definitely have, like, from the fancy, like, Belgian beer place...
They'll just give you a glass sometimes.
They will. And I remember one time, I think I was with you.
Yeah, they just gave me a delirium tremens glass.
Okay.
Which has like little baby elephants all
over
it.
They kind of like, oh, I'll turn around and if it's not here, that's okay, you know.
Oh.
But I went to the cinema, like
the
Fifth Avenue cinema, and they serve alcohol now. And they serve wine in like these really nice, heavy, hearty glasses. And it was a small glass of wine for $14, so I took the glass.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's totally fair. Did they really expect to get that glass back?
No, I don't think so, but Ed was just like, that's why it's $14, someone keeps stealing them.
That's so much money for wine.
I know.
That's probably like Sumac Ridge or something terrible. Like
It was a BC, it was good.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Sumac Ridge is terrible, but I totally drink it all the time, so.
My parents have big boxes of Copper Moon at their
place. Oh, no.
No, I don't mind the Pinot Grigio.
You know what, Noelle got the, I think she has the Pinot Grigio... And she'll have it in, like, a box at her place, and she puts ice in it.
Bad white wine is much better than bad red wine.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was like, oh, Copper Moon is horrible, but then I tried it, and I'm like, this is actually fine.
It's perfectly fine, as far as I'm concerned. But the best box wine you can get is Chabertin.
I keep forgetting to ask you to bring me one, because I don't know where to get it around here.
Yeah,
do you know where to get it around here?
Get it in Langley. I don't know where to get it here either.
You actually go to Chabertin? Yeah. Yeah, no, they have it at the 8th Street Liquor Store in New Westminster.
Oh.
And I've seen it, they don't sell it at the government liquor stores for some reason. Like, you can only get it at BC Beer and Wine stores.
Okay.
But not my local one.
Not your local.
But how much is it in stores?
$34.
Okay, yeah, that's
for a 4-liter.
That's fine. Yes. Okay.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big boy box.
I should ask the place near here
to buds.
Can you just stock that for me, please?
I think you've asked for things before and they brought them in.
They have.
Oh, perfect. Well, if you ask, I'll go get it there too.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It is.
Yeah.
It's, I have the Frontera Sauvignon Blanc, which is decent.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
I'll drink that for sure.
There's very little I won't. I just can't drink red. I have to be particular about rosés, and I won't drink sweet whites. Like, I won't. You won't see me drinking a Moscato ever.
Ew, that's trash.
Okay. Don't care for it. Maybe a Gewürztraminer, but...
I like those.
They're fine.
Yeah.
A Viognier, maybe?
Yeah.
You love my French laugh.
I do, very much. So yeah, so this is what we drink now as classy adult ladies. Box wine.
Yes.
So we've stepped up from icing your bros.
With
the Smirnoff ice.
Did that for a while.
You're way more upset about that than I expected. Somebody you know die from an icing.
No, but it just, I just flashed back to that was a whole big thing.
That was a summer, bros icing bros.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they're taking care of each other. Mm-hmm. Get out, bros. Bro hams. I don't know. I have a neutral bro policy until they turn out to be dick bros and then anti. Anyhow.
Yeah. Well. So, I guess for the folks that don't live in Canada, we should put a link. You can get your book on Amazon as well.
You sure can?
If you're a jerk and want to support multinational corporations, go to Costco and get it like a regular person.
It's also on Target's website.
Oh, so.
Emily, this is like a really big spread, eh? Is this more than your last cookbook?
I think so. I think so. It actually, the other one, I have a large American group.
Well-fed flat broke.
So, it was 50-50 Canadian and American sales last time, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to share the numbers with
us? I don't know yet, because, I'll find out any time now. You don't find out, there's no way to log on and look
as you go.
Yeah.
It has to be delivered to you by, like, official messenger.
I get a letter once a year that says, you've sold this many copies.
Do you get royalties for it, or?
Eventually, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So go online, do whatever you gotta do to get Emily's cookbooks. It's very hard to say for some reason. Well-fed, I want to say fled every time.
Oh, okay.
Well-fed, flat broke,
mm-hmm.
and Dutch feast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go make some delicious comfort food.
Or deep fried cheese. We've got a deep fried cheese recipe that you need to get into.
My god.
I'm terrified of deep frying things.
Oh, no, it's totally fine.
So, because, like, you have at the beginning, like, how to stock your kitchen with all the right supplies for making Dutch food, and it's like, you need a deep fryer and a candy thermometer.
Oh, no, just a sturdy pot. I won't buy a deep fryer because I feel like once I invest in a specific appliance for it, I'll have to use it more regularly. So, I just use a Dutch oven and a thermometer, and it's fine. I've never exploded anything.
Yeah, I deep fry at my house sometimes.
But
yeah.
How?
Bravery.
I guess I don't have a fume hood, so it kind of makes everything really
come
grody.
To my house and we'll deep fry.
Yes, make the cheese balls.
I can't even sear stuff in this house,
really,
because it just gets so smoky and greasy.
Oh, no.
Because, our house is old and doesn't have a fume hood, so you just have to open all the doors and windows if you want to, like, make a seared salmon. It's very sad.
Oh, no.
Just good. Make it on the barbecue, I guess.
That's why we have a barbecue, for sure.
Well, you can deep fry on a barbecue.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Do the side burner?
Explain how. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is a side burner work fine?
It's like, doy.
I've never done it before. It's really scary.
I'll walk you through it. I'll hold your hand the whole way, except for when it's dangerous to do so.
But you can make, like, we could make some chicken tenders.
Yeah, let's make some chicken tendies.
Yes.
We'll do it. Use Nigella's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Good.
Okay.
So this is, some recommendations for other cozy things. We can do. So we need all the mushes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chenille blankets. Way cheaper than a... I almost said Charmander. That's a totally different thing. Cashmere is what I meant to say. Extremely blanket. Cheaper than a Charmander blanket, which is super rare.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon are nearly extinct, as we all know. Chenille blankets is my offering. I find them very soft and wonderful.
Nice.
There's one on my bed and there's one on my couch.
I also have several. I can't stop buying them. At the end of the season when they go on sale,
mm-hmm.
be like, I'll take several $8 blankets. And
absolutely. I would also, those little nebulizers that toot out good smells. You could put, they put water in it and then you put essential oils and it toots out all of these wonderful aromas. That is a really easy way to make your house cozy and smell really good, especially if you've got funky, like, 6-year-old butt in your house who just loves to fart. And, eats a lot of fried cheese. So.
Yeah.
So there's lots of toots to boot.
No.
So that's another cozy thing, I would say.
Fleece-lined leggings.
Oh, yeah. I need to get something like that.
Just spit out suggestions.
Yeah, I've got some really good, like, fleecy lined boots now so that I can actually go out into the world and my feet won't be cold.
This is ideal, yeah.
Which is good. Just trying to, like, make myself safe from the elements.
Yeah, my new boots are not great, but they're a combination of a gum boot and a winter boot. So they're very cozy, but they're also very water resistant.
Very Vancouverish.
That's what I need in my life right now.
Yeah.
What else is cozy?
I remember, like, before I learned about skinny jeans or before I embraced, like, how you can tuck them into boots, I would always have, like, bell-bottom or boot cut, and they would just drag in the wet. And then once I, like, changed to, like, tuck your fucking pants into your boots, then I'm like, I'm so much happier now.
Yeah.
Having wet hems is horrid.
I know. It, like, brushes on the back of your calf.
Oh, no.
You hate it so
That's
much.
Anti-cozy. That's anti-cozy. That's fit for the pit.
I'm so sorry to invoke that terrible feeling upon you.
Like proper socks, new socks.
Yeah, I get like yourself some new socks. You can get the Dr. Scholl's aloe socks. So they're like the fuzzy, that chenille kind of feel, but they've got aloe in there. And
soften them tootsies up because they're definitely hard talons at this time of year.
They sure are.
I did the baby foot peel a few days ago.
Did you love it?
So my feet are just a horror show right
now. Yeah,
we're in the peel phase.
I hated it. I hated it so much. I did it when I was in a hotel in Victoria. I was like, oh, I'm going to pamper myself. And I thought it was just going to be like that night.
No.
But no, you
the
put
next week.
Like weird chemical boots on. And then for like, yeah, that whole week it was fine. And then suddenly at the end of the week, it was like, why do I look like a mummy?
But were your feet very smooth once all the skin came off?
Yeah, but at what cost?
See, I can't have people touch my feet. So it's like easy way to pedicure yourself, kind of.
Go pedicure yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan, but it is unsettling how you can kind of feel your feet dissolving for days after, like the first layer where you're just kind of
really
like...
really gross.
It's just a little tingly. You're like, is it eating it? And like, there's got to be pineapple enzymes in that or something, because that like eats people. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I have. That's
really?
Good. Yeah, you
like
can
if you put some in a vat of that, then they will dissolve?
I don't know if they'll dissolve.
It's like, you need some information.
Yeah, you look really excited about
a really good way to tenderize meat is that's why they put pineapple on hams, right? But you can also do it with kiwi fruit.
Okay.
You can like tenderize a steak with kiwi fruit. It's wild. It's crazy. Fruit peel for your feet. It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Not cozy. Kind of cozy. Yeah. Putting them in warm socks. And
I just wish
can
I had a fireplace. That's the thing that I really miss.
I love a fireplace.
You do?
Yeah.
A real one?
Pay, no, gas. We don't pay for gas, so it's free heat. And it's magical.
Nice.
I love it so much.
An electric heater / like electric fireplace. So it's fake looking, but it's cozy. It's still nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just like to put on a YouTube video of a fireplace.
You have a fireplace. You just can't use it, right?
No, it's not even a real fireplace.
Oh, okay. But can you put like
candles?
It's just
like a hole in the wall.
Yeah. It's like there's a mantle and then there's just like a little indent. It's not even deep enough for me to put a TV in there
with
a fireplace. Cause that's what I want to do so bad.
I've seen people with like fireplaces and houses where they can't use them anymore. They like seal it off and then they just pile up pillars of candles in there and use that. Which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a chimney, like it never had anything like that. And so I worry about putting candles in there because what if the heat goes and like wrecks the plastering or something like that?
Fair.
So I have electric candles that I could put in there and kind of like build up a little thing. But I really want like a little fake fireplace that you can just like,
a brazier.
Yeah. So
they make them.
They do. I feel like you can get them at, like, Rona.
I mean, your birthday's coming up. If I can't get you the bull riding stripper, I'm going to have to get you something to keep your tootsies warm.
I don't want the bull riding stripper.
Oh, yeah, it's for me. I don't really want them either, but I just like to be like, oh, Hercules. Suddenly Desi. No, I like men to debase themselves for me a little bit. That's a cozy feeling.
That comes full circle from what you were saying earlier.
Cool.
Feminism.
Feminism, mush, and butter.
These are all good things.
Wine.
All right, go take care of yourselves, people. It's disgusting out.
Get cozy. What's the word again?
Hesselik.
Hesselik.
Yes, I think I could be totally wrong. Your Dutch friend might just be like, no, idiot, no.
Who good? Hesselik. It's fun times. Okay, bye.